Some people are like, oh, you just spent like $10 million on a banana, idiot. And I'm just like, dude, every dollar you have is at the opportunity cost of buying Bitcoin. Did you see what just happened? How many trillions were poured into gold not too long ago? You know what would happen when that happens to Bitcoin? Oh, I get gas with Bitcoin and stuff too. Like, I sell Bitcoin on the spot and get gas. This is not the freaking XRP jungle. Like, where the hell can you use XRP? Everybody knows social media doesn't make them feel good anymore. There's like such a storm brewing. Primal and Oster is the ultimate onboard to Bitcoin for me. I've never felt Bitcoin more alive, and I've always wanted that. It's magic every time. Every time I zap someone, it's magic. Every time I spend it, it doesn't lose its magic to me.
You guys have a new release coming out here soon. Can you hint at anything? I'm not asking you to spill the beans, but like...
I got a little bit of beans. We actually have a deadline. Usually we don't do that to ourselves because it's stressful. The one thing I could spill is we can't really hint at any other things, but it's going to be huge. Is this nature's response to this whole centralization of power and control? I think so. And that's what fires me up to, you know, go to work and think about this and shitpost and educate every day and zap like a crazy person.
Paul, dude, glad we got a chance to do this. We were just talking off camera that, I mean, we met each other in, when was Costa Rica? Was that 2023?
February of 2023. March of 2023.
So we're coming, yeah. Actually, we're coming right up on the 3-year anniversary of that. That's wild.
So Primal's 3-year anniversary is when we're trying to ship 3.0, March 13th. Okay. Friday, March 13th.
I love a good Friday the 13th. I think it's got good juju. I don't believe in the bad juju of it. You know, yeah. I'm forgetting what's the actual, the origin of that is like, I'm forgetting a bunch of people died, I think was the thing, right? Was it like a bunch of priests got, I'm trying to remember. It's the Inquisition.
Really? I never looked into why. A bunch of priests died. That sounds pretty bad.
Yeah. You know, I remember it wasn't nice. We'll look it up just because now it's going to bug me.
Yeah, but it went down just like 2 miles over there.
Let's see. I guess it was just Howl is unlucky for a while. Oh, it was the arrest of the Knights Templar on Friday, October 13, 1307, by King Philip IV of France. It's often cited as a key, albeit possibly coincidental event, that solidified the date's negative reputation. Okay.
Well, what a powerful meme.
We got it.
1307.
I know. Been a minute.
But 2026.
Okay, so 3 years ago, we were at Costa Rica. That was an incredible vibe. Carl and I weren't even going to go at first, and then Susie BDDS convinced us to basically and got Jack to note at us being like, hey, come. And it was like, well, shit, how do you even say no to that? Next thing I know, I've got bit by some sort of strange bug that I'm not even sure of. Ankle swells up to be the size of my face.
Oh, Jack no. Dawson's
paramedic is like treating me with a Z-pack. And I'm like, this is still a great time, even though my leg is like just swelling up like a storm. You guys.
He had like an ear infection, I think, too, during Costa Rica.
Yeah. He did. Man, it's wild. It feels like just yesterday, but it's been 3 years. And now it's like, okay, looking back, do you think that you would be, if you were to like, let's say, go back in time to that Costa Rica, you could have a view into like what you're doing today, where Noster is at today? Is it where you expected? Has it exceeded expectations? Has it lagged? Where's your head at with that?
I don't think you would have, like, I would have believed you if you said that I'd be working full time on a Noster client named Primal. It's just because I just happened to show up in my backyard to this cool thing that a bunch of Bitcoiners were going to show up at, saying that it was important, and it happened to be just like right where I was living. It's just kind of poetic how it all came to be. But yeah, I mean, there was so much hype in the beginning. And do you remember? I mean, I am a complete normie. Not anymore really with vibe coding.
I was gonna say,
in terms of the Bitcoin community, I am a normie in terms of like tech and everything. So I still remember me and my buddy Matt like putting together our npubs on like iris.to and like trying to figure it out. And he felt like such a hacky, cool guy, right? Like, oh my God, I got it working. Oh, can you see this note? No, you can't. All right, why? I have no idea. But that was all so fun. And everybody had so much fun with all the energy that was getting poured into Noster. And we needed that jackening to happen. Now, in terms of like user adoption today, it's like kind of not where I thought it would be exactly. But also, it's just things take time and hype waves happen. and we're still here, which is important. And we have such a stronger foundation now, and there's another wave coming, I believe.
Well, that's the interesting thing too. It's like, I think a lot of us thought, especially being there at Nostra Rica, was like, it felt like Nostra was about to really, really just blow up like crazy. It's maybe a good thing that it didn't, just because of like the infrastructure was not there yet. Yeah, there were some great clients already. There was a ton of cool stuff being done, but like bootstrapping an open source, you know, bootstrapping on top of an open source protocol, like that's obviously going to have different growing pains than scaling up, you know, a centralized social media platform. And so it's like, now I feel like there are so many incredible clients. There's so much stuff that's being done over and above just what the, what just like the social media use case has been too, like Nostra being used as a backbone for so much else. And so I feel like it's we're at a much better place, a more stable place now. So we're ready. We can take the millions and millions of people now. You guys are free to come now.
Yeah. Hop on over. We're ready for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like such a storm brewing. We actually just had a little low-key Nostra Dev conference. I was the only normie there. But in Nosara in November. And it was really cool getting to hang out with all these different members of the community. We had like Pablo, Rabble, and then the White Noise guys all came down. And it was just, it's good to be in the flesh again, because so much more happens when everybody's together. But just thinking about this perfect storm of stuff coming, like the whole White Noise team, I feel like people are needing this decentralized style signal type app. And then Divine coming back on Nostra, that's absolutely enormous. And Olaz is coming back, Pablo. So it's all happening still. It's just what's going to be the thing that, you know, pours it over to mass adoption, or like even just more adoption, or, you know, steady adoption.
Yeah, it's the whole Vine thing. Did you use Vine back in the day? Like,
yeah.
I did too. I loved it. What I loved about it was the fact that it was so simple, and people don't especially for like people who may be younger, they may not know that Instagram wasn't always like a, you know, basically video first platform. That's basically what everything basically copied tried to be TikTok on steroids. But at first it was like Instagram was just photos. Vine came out, Vine blew up, and Instagram adding video was essentially a response by Instagram to Vine's popularity to try and be like, hey, look, we have videos too. But like Vine, I love the fact that you were forced to use that very narrow form of content creation where it's like hold and record, they splice together, you get 7 seconds. Like it forced you to be really creative and just, you know, think outside the box, be authentic. Like I loved it. And so like when I saw Rabble was bringing that back, I'm like, this is really, really cool. I've downloaded it. I have not played around on it yet. I've been too busy podcasting nonstop, but I need to, because I think it's like, it's awesome. It's just like, that's the kind of stuff that people get really, really excited about.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like a mix of nostalgia, like a nostalgic app, but built on top of new rails and with greater capabilities. Like that's a pretty cool combination, you know?
Yeah. And like, they're not going to know they're using Nostra. That's like the whole theme now, right? BitChat, nobody knows they're using Nostra. Divine, they're not going to know they're using Nostra. So far, all we've had, seriously, as like marketing firepower was like Jack tweeted about Nostra, and we're building another app. You guys, I'm telling you need another app. But, you know, so we've been marketing Nostra. I think we're about to exit that phase with Primal, not with this next release, but with what's coming in the future. But it's exciting. Just build a useful app, use Nostra as a back end, and next thing you know, we have like a thriving economy on there. And we already do, which is so fun too. Like all this stuff it's been theorized. I remember when I first got into crypto and Bitcoin and web, thinking about Web3 stuff, and like, oh, there's going to be these decentralized marketplaces. Uber's going to be decentralized. There's going to be blockchains for this, for that. Now we're like, wait, I don't think you need all these other chains and hype tokens and billionaire VC funds pumping bags of this strange social media landscape. Like, I don't know. So I feel like Nostra is the answer to so many of those old, like the Web3 narratives.
It's such a good point, because for a while it was like this assumption that with all the ETH stuff and all the different, you know, was it Farcaster on ETH or all these different like Web3 based initiatives, they all just basically, they were just a front for being able to somehow have a token on top of it, right? But it's like, I think that's, and that probably maybe made Nostr have less hype initially, because there wasn't a way to just like, you know, somehow scam people or get rich quick on it or whatever else. It was like, no. Like, it's just a protocol for communication. We happen to be using another protocol for, you know, money on top of it, Bitcoin. But like, you could put anything you want on there. You could use something else. It's just no one else has a desire to do that because, you know, it's, well, ultimately they were just trying to scam people in the first place.
No airdrop, bro? When airdrop?
Yeah, no airdrop? Oh my God. What's even the point then? I don't know. Like, I think the incentives, because of that, the lack of any sort of tokenization or, you know, anything related to that on Nostr, the incentives are just better. Like, the developers that are building here too are more, I would say, value aligned with like just generally that open source ethos and trying to just build valuable, useful tools, not trying to build a tool as a pretense for extracting value from people, but instead to try and give value. And honestly, like on Nostr, it's like, the vibes are just better. Like, I remember when Blue Sky was coming out too, and it was like, oh man, like Blue Sky, like, you know, Jack obviously had funded some of that too. But boy, talk about bad vibes, man. I went on Blue Sky for a while and then I was like, I don't think this is a place for me. I don't feel very welcome here. It doesn't feel like a safe space.
I mean, yeah, for me neither, but to each their own, right? I mean, they'll say the same thing about Nostr probably.
It's true. Well, I want to ask you too, Paul, because you've done a pretty killer job on the content creation side, not just like on Nostr specifically, but on centralized platforms. We were talking about Instagram before this, putting out good aesthetic content, but also driving people toward Nostr. And I think Primal broadly has done a good job of that. Is that, I mean, how has the strategy been working overall so far? Because it seems like the strategy from like the outside looking in terms of what Primal's been doing, is like, okay, get people over to Nostr, period. A rising tide lifts all boats. If they want to use Primal, great. Obviously, you guys would want them to use that. But I know from talking to Emilian, you know, he's basically told me multiple times, like, look, the biggest thing is they just start using Nostr. They can use any client they want on there. We hope they use Primal, but like, that's the beauty of Nostr. How have you seen the response on centralized platforms like Instagram? Like, are you getting a lot of interest? Do you still have a lot of people who are just like, think it's some, I mean, do they even know it's a Bitcoiner thing? Have they heard of it? Is it getting onto people's radar, or are we still like crazy early, just even from an awareness standpoint?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're still like crazy early. Yeah, I've planted a bunch of seeds on Instagram, and thanks for all the compliments. But I haven't done a great job of like really converting. And then my closer friends who are in kind of the creative space and the health space, they all get it. It's just, what's going to actually make them spend any time and stay? That's the question I haven't quite figured out. And I don't have a great answer for them right now in the current state of Primal and even it's just a social media use case of Nostr. It's because like, yeah, it's forward thinking. It's sovereign, which everybody's, concerned with the sovereignty and the not being programmed by Zuck and all that, you know, censorship stuff. They'll get that. But like, regular creators need to be on those other platforms because that's where their audience is and that's how people are getting their word out, right? Like, so they got to be over there. And even just like mom and dad and, you know, just like people that aren't creating consumers, their friends are on there, so they want to be there too. So like, it's definitely a tricky thing trying to just get pure normies over there. So we need to create like maybe another reason, not just for social media, for people to come over. And that could be the Bitcoin wallet stuff. Like, it's an easy to use Bitcoin wallet. And that's going to change soon too. And for future release, I'm really excited about that too. It's just going to be a useful app for anybody. Like, I could say my mom and my dad will be able to get use from it. Whereas now it's just like, we have a social network without too many broad ranging perspectives or, you know, communities on there yet. So
In terms of let's say one of the big criticisms of Nostr just generally is like, it's just this echo chamber. It's just a bunch of, you know, Bitcoiners talking about Bitcoin or talking about Nostr, which is like fair.
Yeah.
But also I have seen and tried to follow is like, whenever I see somebody that's like, I saw some guy recently that was like, just playing violin every day and posting videos of himself playing violin. I was like, I'll zap that. I'll give this guy a follow. That's awesome. Like, are there other, what accounts do you have that you follow that are kind of outside of, let's say, just the like, I'm here for Bitcoin, or I'm here because I'm just super obsessed with open source and Nostr? Like, what have you seen kind of on the general creative side that you thought was like just a cool account that you'd recommend people check out?
I don't even know. My brain is melted right now. Yeah, so many of my friends are just into the whole Bitcoin thing. It's like, it's mostly an echo chamber, but like, I don't even have a good answer for you right now.
Oh, okay. We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Maybe put a different way. Like,
but
you brought up that point about, okay, it's really hard to get people to come over and stay when their audience, like their sometimes very big audience, is on Instagram or TikTok or X, whatever. Do you think, is that just something that is going to just continue to take time? Or is that something where it's like, hey, we're missing this from the experience on Nostr. We need this other type of social app on Nostr. We need something else on Nostr. Or is it just like, look, there's a bunch of audience capture on these other platforms. You can't, and because they're centralized, you can't take that audience with you in any easy way. And so it's just like, listen, it's just a function of like, hey, we just need more time. Or like, or do you think it's, no, there's stuff we need to build still that these creators would really want and that they would come here specifically for like that utility or that use case? Do you know what I mean?
Wish you could access cash without selling your Bitcoin? Ledin makes that possible. The global leader in Bitcoin-backed lending, Ledin has issued over $10 billion in loans since 2018 and has a perfect record of protecting client assets. Why is a Ledin loan different? Well, with custodied loans, collateral is not lent out to generate interest. No credit checks, no monthly payments, apply in minutes and repay whenever you want, with zero penalties. And proof of reserves reports verified by a top accounting firm are published every 6 months. Ledin gives Bitcoin holders a secure, transparent way to unlock liquidity without selling. Learn more at ledin.io/walker. That's ledin.io/walker. If you're hodling Bitcoin personally or for a business, here's the uncomfortable truth. You probably don't have insurance. Most policies exclude Bitcoin, and the ones that don't, they only pay you back in fiat. What's the point of that if you need to claim a loss when number go up? That's not insurance, that's liquidation. Now there's another option, BDIC. They're building an insurance marketplace on the Bitcoin standard. One Bitcoin lost equals one Bitcoin paid. They've integrated with Liana Business for enterprise self-custody, with personal wallet coverage options coming later this year. If you care about protecting your Bitcoin as Bitcoin, sign up for the waitlist at bdic.io/walker. That's bdic.io/walker. Insurance on the Bitcoin standard. Blockstream Jade Plus delivers robust security with fully open source hardware and software. Its unique genuine check feature ensures your device is authentic, giving you ultimate peace of mind. With versatile connectivity options, including Bluetooth, USB-C, built-in camera, and SD card, Jade Plus offers unparalleled flexibility in managing your Bitcoin. Whether you prefer wireless convenience or air-gapped security, Jade has you covered. Its innovative design features a durable metal case, a bright 1.9-inch color screen, and intuitive navigation buttons that make managing your Bitcoin straightforward and enjoyable. Jade Plus also supports secure, air-gapped transactions via QR code signing using the Jade Link storage device, keeping your Bitcoin safe without compromising convenience. Visit store.blockstream.com and use my coupon code WALKER for an exclusive 10% discount on your Blockstream Jade Plus. Protect your Bitcoin, sleep better, stack harder.
Yeah, it's kind of all of the above. So we did just see another app just go buku viral, went number one in the app store. It's called like Up something. Do you remember? Did you see that? Upscrolled. It was called Upscrolled. It went number one in social for like a day or two. I don't know what happened to it now, but that's just a proof that it's possible. So, but they weren't also marketing any protocol. It was like, come to the app. So where we've failed before is like marketing Nostr so hard, like, okay, well then where do I go? Nostr.com. You instantly get confused and scared. See ya. So, but yeah, that upscrolled went number one, and it was for a specific reason. And it was for a community, which happened to be, it was something to do with Palestine, Israel. I don't know what's going on with that, but just like a certain group of people were attracted to it, and boom, super viral overnight. So it's all that, that's possible. Even with people not being able to bring their audiences and whatnot, like it's possible for Primal to unlock something. It might not even be something we plant. It might just be people get turned onto it for a second and then just goes, but we want to provide all, like, you know, the infrastructure that people are used to. One other thing, and I just vibe coded this the other day and I showed the team because I'm a dev now, you guys. It's my dream to be a dev, I guess. I've always wanted to have vertical scroll in Primal for when you get on a video, whether it's on the trending feed or on your on somebody's media page, where you could just like consume all their content like this, because that's how we consume information. We're talking about divine. That like physically changed how we consume information, the vertical scroll, whether you like it or not. And a lot of creators are optimizing for that. Like I do a lot on Instagram. So I put a vertical scroll into Primal with like super clean Instagram UX with a freaking zap button that when you go up and down, it like vibrates your finger and it goes like more, 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 more. And then you go down, it goes down, and then you could zero it out. But oh my God, I've never felt Bitcoin more alive. And I've always wanted that.
That's awesome.
Because there's been a couple TikTok exoduses during Primal. I'm like, oh, I'm like, we kind of wish we had vertical scroll, but that's not really what we're building. We're never going to want to build to compete with like Instagram and TikTok with their algorithms or anything. We are going to add algorithms and stuff, but that's probably, we don't want to like go try to play that battle. That's not something we want to do.
Well, because that's the thing. It's like, you're not going to be able to, and this isn't like a, it's not a dig on Primal or on any Nostr client. It's just the reality. Like, look, trying to compete with the TikToks and the Instagrams, like at their own game, is going next to impossible, right? Like you have to change the game a little bit. And like the Bitcoin side of things, to me, like it is shocking to me that that hasn't been more of a selling point for more creators.
We're so crazy. Like we literally tip people with Bitcoin. Are you kidding me? What I think's going on is we're literally building the foundation for a much better creator economy. Well, I could be crazy, or it might just be like this small segment of us that come over and we still can thrive. We don't need billions of users to extract from to be profitable. No, we just need some loyal customers to be profitable and, you know, make money and make a good product for our users without extracting from.
I wonder too, like obviously things like Patreon got incredibly popular in terms of just having a direct way to support, you know, creators, journalists, whatever it might be, support anyone you want, you know, as a patron, basically. Nostr seems to be a really even easier way to do that and on a, let's say, a much more distributed basis, obviously. I'm surprised that we haven't seen that sort of use case take off a little bit more, like especially just depending on where you are in the world, what capital controls are there, what access you have to even something like Patreon or to the banking system generally. It's like, you know, that's the beauty of Bitcoin is that, and on Nostr, you basically have a social wallet where you can connect with anyone you want, creator or memer or just random, you know, your Uncle Bob, and you can zap them without needing to worry about what country they're in or what currency they use or anything else, because you're all just using the same currency. You're using Bitcoin, the same money. And so I'm curious if we're going to see that side, just from like a pure, maybe people aren't even using it for the social side as much. Maybe they're just using it like, look, this is where you can go if you want to support my work. Just go zap me on Nostr. Like maybe that ends up being like a really easy way for people to get around some of the problems with the legacy system. But again, it's like, you're right. We're crazy. Like we're all crazy here.
We're crazy.
We're crazy early, you know?
Yeah. Crazy spending your Bitcoin. Are you kidding me? Nobody spends Bitcoin. Tipping Bitcoin? No, Bitcoin's slow. Oh, freaking, it's magic every time. Every time I zap someone, it's magic. Every time I spend it, it doesn't lose its magic to me. But yeah, crazy early. Also, like, it is just this, I'm not backing down, and I don't think this will ever, like, Primal and Nostr is the ultimate onboard to Bitcoin for me still. And I don't think that hasn't changed since I've, like, started zapping and since I started working with Primal. Like, it is this fundamentally new experience, first touch for people with Bitcoin. And all the people I've, you know, just onboarded and show them, they're like, what? And yeah, maybe it's a little gimmicky. It's not like people are going to really earn a living yet doing that. But the fact that it's possible. And I was on Twitter this morning and they're talking about X Money. Elon was reposting and posting some screenshots about X Money. Did you see a little bit of that?
Yeah, I just saw that pop up.
And I'm like, well, here it is. WeChat of the West. Elon. Like, he owns all the infrastructure. I mean, sure, he's trying to make it and then encrypt it underneath, whatever. But just the fact that he'll be able to turn on and off accounts and you'll have to put your real ID to it, like, just doesn't even sound like I'm better it's Elon than someone else, maybe, but like, he's just a man and they're just people. And it's so cool you can do this without permission. And this might be one of Nostr's and Bitcoin's biggest marketing moments as well. Like, hey, here, come do this. Attach any wallet you want. Be anywhere in the world. Everyone has access to it. I don't know. It's beautiful.
It really is. And yeah, in terms of the X Money thing, again, so much of this that part of, like, not just, okay, that, like, Elon, okay, is a better, like, at least I think a better steward of these things than most other people would be at this point. Like, I think he does truly care about free speech. I think he cares about freedom of expression. I think that he's also, though, like, he's a person, and, you know, you never know what sort of pressures may be exerted on him. And that is the cool thing about Nostr, is that, like, there's so much optionality. There is no single throat to choke, right? There's a bunch of different throats and you're not going to be able to choke them all, hopefully. But the tying of the real world, you know, physical identity to our digital identities, whether that be for the convenience of payments through X Money, or whether that be through governments like in Australia or the UK or wherever, that are saying, oh, we need to ID you so you can use social media to protect the children, you know, just protect the children. Like, this all just gets toward a social credit system, basically, where anything you do online or offline is ultimately tied back to that digital identity, which they're tracking, tracing, connecting with your bank accounts, and then able to shut off if you step out of line. And it's like, people just seem to be sort of sleepwalking to that. But I guess it's the old thing of, like, people will trade freedom for convenience the majority of the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, convenience is often the enemy. Like, what are we building here? Is that really what we're building against? I mean, I think so. There's still other things to be solved out, solved. But is this nature's response to this whole centralization of power and control? I think so. And that's what fires me up to, you know, go to work and think about this and shitpost and educate every day and zap like a crazy person. It's this amazing, beautiful alternative that we have.
Can I ask you too, on the promise that you said you guys have a new release coming out here soon, what can you hint at anything without, you know, divulging? I'm not asking you to spill the beans, but like,
I got a little bit of beans.
If you got something that you can talk about, like, I'd love to know kind of what's coming in the pipe for this. You said it was March 13th, right? Friday the 13th.
March 13th or 16th. So we actually have a deadline. We don't do that to ourselves because it's stressful. But the one thing I could spill is we're doing Maxi Madness on Primal. So on Buster. Okay. So, which is fun. So that means polls. And there's some fun stuff with the polls. I haven't played with it yet, and I'm really a kinesthetic learner. I got to, like, go play and see it and everything. But yeah, so there's going to be polls, and you're going to be able to attach, like, zaps to it too. So it'll be extra interesting.
Oh, that's super. So yeah. As in, like, the voting will not just be like the X style voting where it's like you're just voting. It's like how many sats, like I could send one sat to this answer, or I can send, you know, 1,000 sats. Is that what you're
That's
saying?
An element to it. So you'll be able to, it's like, it's this kind of clear thing. Like, this is awesome. You can just permissionlessly do this. Let's go.
Dude, that's sick. I'm super stoked for that. Because that's been one thing I've been missing from Nostr, is the ability to put out polls. Like, you can do a lot of just like, okay, yeah, just ask people for feedback in the comments. But like, there's something nice about having a poll, being able to get the answer. And then, I mean, if you're also getting sats in response to that poll, like, that's a whole new thing. Like, you know, you make a really controversial poll that people want to vote on with their sats, like, you're bringing in a lot of Satoshis.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's live on other clients, but I think when Primal does it, it'll really, you know, kind of make it a real thing on Nostr. So it's going to be a fun experiment. Can't really hint at any other devs.
That's okay.
But it's going to be huge.
I'm stoked for it. Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned, you know, one of the things you'd like to see is kind of the vertical, you know, vertical scroll for videos and whatnot. And that's the, you know, you vibe coded something out already. Maybe this will actually get merged in there. But in terms of like, I think you said something about, okay, that's not the direction that like we're trying to go with Primal. What is kind of the vision where you guys see yourselves? Because I know there's like a lot of stuff being built out to like the Primal kind of creator studio and all these other things. What's kind of the long-term goal in terms of how you guys are positioning positioning yourself in the Nosterverse? Excuse me.
Okay, without giving anything away, we built studio. It's all this kind of infrastructure for when we get a bunch of creators over here. And the long-term vision will not change. We want Noster to be the backbone of the global town square. And we want to do that and build a social experience in a way that is actually saving you time, and we're going to monetize your time saved instead of monetizing your time spent. So how we're going to pull that off, can't tell you yet, but we do have a plan, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Okay. So I'm always, now I'm even more intrigued. I was intrigued already. Are there features in other Noster clients that you guys look at and you're like, oh damn, that's really cool. Like we should roll that in. Like do you guys, because this is like a, you know, people are building out in the open. You can see what other folks are building. Most of the time it's open source. How much does that factor into what you guys are doing? Or do you kind of have your roadmap? You stick to that. And it's like, you're not as concerned with what other people are building. Okay. They've got something cool. Yeah. Great. Let them have that. People can use it over there if they want to. How much does that impact the way you guys think about like what direction you're taking this? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the way I see it right now, except the vertical scroll thing, unless somebody comes out with the killer feature, which I don't know if we'll ever be able to kind of catch up fully to all the legacy platforms. I think we're about complete and we don't really FOMO other ones too much. Like, you know, sometimes people will come out with the voice note. Should we go add that, guys? I don't know. Stay focused. So that's not something we're really too worried about. We, at one point, wanted to, you know, be, we were thinking about videos and bigger videos and files, and as you probably know, it's not the best experience, long form video and stuff on Noster. That's a direction we're going away from right now. So maybe one day we'll want to add more long form videos and have better UX around that. But we've got the reads, anybody can write an article, by the way. A lot of people think that it's only studio. You just go to primal.net on web and you can rip yourself an article. I don't want to see more reads on there.
Nice. Well, man, just switching gears a little bit. You are a new dad now, 6 months into it. I'm not too far ahead. I'm only a couple of years into it. How is dad life treating you, man?
Dad life. It's the best, man. I crave baby smiles. So 6 months is awesome too, because like she's here, she's kind of landed, but she's not running all over the place right now. So I hear this is like the golden window. Is that true?
Yeah. It's like the time where if you set them down somewhere, they just kind of like stay there. And then you get to the point where very quickly, it's like you can't just set them down somewhere, cause they're gone. Like they're crawling around, then running around. And like, then they just don't stop moving. And like, that's awesome too, because you can do a lot of different things. But you just have to pay a lot more attention too, because it's just like they get mobile very fast and then they do not stop. So yeah, enjoy the, everybody always says like, you know, oh, like, you know, the next part, like it gets better and better. Like, and it does, but it's also like, I don't know, each part is so amazing. It's like, you got to savor that experience when you're in it, because man, it's true what they say, like you blink and it's like they're a year old, then you blink and they're 2 years old. I'm sure I'm going to blink and he's going to be, you know, 18.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Like these freaking boomers were all right, and like
they were right. All the cliches were right. They were they were all telling the truth.
Yeah, it's annoying. Like for real, it's 6 months already. Are you kidding me? But I think my favorite part of all of it is just how much it brings a family together. This is first grandkid for both sides of our parents. We both have both of our parents still, so it's a major blessing for both of them. Then flying down to Costa Rica, I was just like, Mom, I got to go to Austin. Can you come to Costa Rica? 2 hours later, I booked a flight. I come, you know, they're just craving the baby smile as well. And it's awesome to see that. And just watching my sisters and with them, with Maya.
the family side of it is like, it is amazing. And same for us. It's the first grandkid of the family. So it's huge. Okay. I was just curious, how long have you guys been in Costa Rica?
I've been down here since December of 2021.
Okay.
And then I think it was about June of 2022, I magically moved to what was becoming the Bitcoin jungle. And it's like, okay, so now I get to live out my thesis of living off of Bitcoin. And seeing this place evolve in the last 3-4 years has been insane.
Did you know it? Were you a Bitcoiner already when you moved into Bitcoin jungle? Or like, was that part of it? Or did you become a Bitcoiner as part of that move?
So I was, you know, class of 2017, but I didn't meet anybody until November of 2021, I believe, was the first conference in El Salvador. And I got to meet a couple guys from Cash App, including Miles, in El Salvador. And then I was like, why have I never met a Bitcoiner in my life? What have I been? Because I've been on Twitter, on the Reddit, you know, just consuming 40 hours per week back then too. Like, you know, just consuming and consuming. And I was too broke to even go to the conference. I was just kind of like driving from California to Central America. And I got to meet these guys and also met John Ballas. And it like kind of filled this intellectual hole, this, I don't know, maybe spiritual hole in a way. Getting to meet these people in real life was amazing. So it kind of started there. And then I had to purge everything by the time I got to Costa Rica, because I was like jobless and basically camping. I had a car and I had some shit coins and I purged them completely. And it was like, okay, now all I have is Bitcoin. And now it's more convenient for me to spend Bitcoin. And then I ended up here in Bitcoin jungle, where, you know, I got some work to do and stuff anyways. But yeah, now I get to like fully live out the thesis of living on a Bitcoin standard. And I luckily get paid in Bitcoin, and it's, I mean, it's not always easy, but it's cool. It's what we all want. It's what we're all going to, and actually getting to play with it and play with our Bitcoins here every day feels right.
It's one of the other reasons I love like your videos about spending Bitcoin, because you hear all the time from people, like not from Bitcoiners, but from people who like to FUD Bitcoin. Like, nobody uses Bitcoin as money. Bitcoin's too, you know, slow. Like, they ignore the presence of the Lightning Network. They like to just, you know, dig up these old tropes about Bitcoin. But I love your videos because it's just like, hey, you know, at the farmer's market, just sent this lady some sats, got some, you know, fresh fruit, got some whole milk, whatever it is. Like, those videos, I think, are so important for people to see, like, look, all it takes is somebody willing to accept it and somebody willing to spend it. And it happens like that. And like these.
And you could just do that. Around.
Yeah, like it's magic. And like, I'm like, shout out to you for making these videos, because again, people need to see that kind of stuff, because it, you know, and it helps, like, you've got cool hair, you're always shirtless. Like, it makes people stop that scroll, I think. I hope, you know, like, it makes them pay attention. But like, though, have you gotten, because you post those on like centralized social media too, obviously. Bitcoin, obviously, most people have at least heard of it now. Like, pretty much almost everyone's heard about Bitcoin. Do you still get a lot of the like Bitcoin is a scam type things, even on those videos, or like you're faking it, Bitcoin doesn't work, or like what kind of responses do you get to that stuff?
Oh, a lot. Like, oh, that wasn't Bitcoin. Bitcoin's too slow. Oh, how's the fees? And then some people are like, oh, you just spent like $10 million on a banana, idiot. And I'm just like, dude, every dollar you have is at the opportunity cost of buying Bitcoin. So anytime you spend money, that could have been $10 million of Bitcoin or whatever, you know, I'm like, okay, that guy's bullish. I think the Bitcoiners are the smallest minority on Instagram. I think a lot of Bitcoiners forget that Twitter is a tiny social network compared to like Instagram and TikTok even. There's way more XRP people on there, I think. So we got to make our presence known even on these other platforms. Feel pretty strongly about that. And it's cool to see it actually working in some of these videos, like taking off. Yeah, it's really bullish. I was just walking around this festival last weekend and a bunch of people stopped me and were like, love your Bitcoin videos. I was like, really? People are seeing this stuff? It's hilarious. All right. yeah. So I'm like, man, I've filmed this same video 25 times already, but no, more. That's like just my little role to play in all this. And we each have our role, like you're doing this podcast. That's what I didn't realize in 2021 before I met any Bitcoiners was that like me being on the sidelines, you know, that ain't it. Everybody's little story matters. We all got to post. We all got to be part of this thing and feed it with our time and energy. And it all matters. And it's all compounding.
I mean, amen to that. And just to go back to what you said about, let's say, the lack of Bitcoiners on Instagram. I hadn't used Instagram in a while. Like I would occasionally post stuff on like my personal account, which I keep private on there just to like stay in touch with old friends and whatnot. But I started one for the podcast and started looking around, like just searching, like if you just, you know, search for Bitcoin and see what videos pop up. And it's like, oh my God, most of these are just like XRP shills or other crypto shills.
It's nuts.
Talking about shit coins. And like they hashtagged Bitcoin. So it pops up in there, but it's like, there's very few Bitcoiners who are actively posting on Instagram. And the ones that are, like, most of the accounts, I mean, mine is like pretty small on there. It's like 1700, you know, followers on there for the podcast account. Like these crypto accounts on there, though, it's everywhere.
Massive.
Like it's like gnarly because a lot of them, especially the XRP shills, they tend to shit on Bitcoin and then shill XRP. Like that seems to be kind of their MO, which is a bummer because it's like, if you're just randomly consuming content on Instagram, maybe you don't know much about Bitcoin and you go and like somebody stumble across some of these videos, like you're getting the worst possible information. You're getting the worst possible.
The worst.
Intro. Like it's awful. Yeah. Dude.
I went to go make a response video. I'll probably rip it tomorrow or whatever. Like, you know, fighting the shitcoin narratives is not fully a waste of time. It kind of is. But like me and you kind of are the OGs. It's our turn to fight them for a bit. And then we could just go retire on Noster. You know, like, I don't know. A lot of people that were just the pure Bitcoin maxis and stuff that I would follow when I was kind of learning and on my journey and when I used to hold XRP and everything, they really did steer me in the right direction. I feel like now it's time for us to fire back.
Yeah.
And I still can't believe it exists. This is not the freaking XRP jungle. Like, where the hell can you use XRP? It's literally just the monkey tiny brain just thinking, oh, it's 10 cents. Now it can go to 40 cents or a dollar and I'm going to be rich. It's like, did you see what just happened? How many trillions were poured into gold not too long ago? You know what happened when that happens to Bitcoin? Bull. You know, you could just have a deflationary, or not deflationary, but you know, you can just save in something that doesn't inflate away, like guaranteed to zero.
Dude, it's rough because, and yeah. I agree with you. It's one of those things where when it comes to the shitcoiner narratives, it's a little bit tiresome to like constantly feel like you need to battle them. But I agree. It's like, we're not OGs. I didn't get into Bitcoin until 2020. I've ignored Bitcoin for more years. Like I first heard about Bitcoin in like 2014, ignored it. Was just like, whatever, nerd, to my friend who was trying to
nerd.
Talk about it. Like, should
look at you now.
Paying attention to him. Didn't. Ignored it again in 2017. And bought like a Litecoin instead because I was like, I don't have much money right now. I can't afford a full Bitcoin.
Dude, you know? Jack might be right. What's your stance on that? The bits or sats?
I like sats. I like sats, but I see the argument for bits. I just think it's like, boy, I don't know. I go back and forth in this. Maybe I have a bias towards sats, like just because it's what I'm used to. And I have to like train my brain to see, like whenever I see a wallet that has them denominated as bits, like takes me a second. I'm like, how many Bitcoin are in there? And it's like, oh, okay, no. But, so like it is a retraining thing.
No, but when I'm teaching someone, like I always go, these are bits of Bitcoin. It makes more sense.
It does.
But I'm kind of a sat maxi as well.
Yeah, it's sticky, you know, it's sticky. But
yeah,
I'm glad that there are at least different options for it. Maybe people, you know, whatever appeals to them more, they'll identify with that. But yeah, it's tough with the shitcoiners because they just continue. I feel like the shitcoins are very obviously still a dying breed. Like they're going to keep coming out and keep coming out. But like we know that over a long enough time horizon, they're all trending to zero versus Bitcoin. The problem is that I think, and I probably wouldn't be as vocally as anti-shitcoin in a vocal way as I am if it's just going to be a waste of time. If it weren't for the fact that so many people get burned buy shitcoins, get into shitcoins, get burned by it, and then assume Bitcoin is the same thing, and then ignore Bitcoin for another 5 years, like I did. And like, I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see people get burned by shitcoin. Sometimes maybe that's the only way they're going to start learning about Bitcoin is by getting burned. But I think for the majority of people, they think that crypto and Bitcoin is all the same. Bitcoin gets lumped in that bucket. And so they assume Bitcoin must be a scam too, because all their exposure to crypto has been getting scammed, getting rugged, whatever. Like, and I think that does hurt Bitcoin adoption for the people that need it most, you know?
Yeah. And that's why it's cool to kind of live it here, because it's just like, okay, look, 3 years ago, my eggs were this price and now they're this price. They're this much cheaper now. Like, I remember spending Bitcoin at 17K around here. So like, even though we had a fat dip, it's just like, well, you win some, you lose.
How many businesses in the area in Bitcoin Jungle are accepting Bitcoin?
I mean, over 100, easy, with all the farmers markets. And like, it's not hard to live on a Bitcoin standard here. And then the tool that Bull Bitcoin made here, where you could sell Bitcoin with very limited, low KYC, just a phone number and an email. And it goes into their Venmo style account here. It's, you'd sell it to a phone number. So I get gas with Bitcoin and stuff too. Like, I sell Bitcoin on the spot and get gas. Pretty rad. So you just do that down here. And yeah, it's not, I know of like one shop that used to accept it and doesn't anymore. People will just take your money. And now since they have that easy off ramp, you know, they can have it at very low risk. Like, they can get it and sell it right away for less of a fee than a credit card. So that's part of the sauce that makes this happen. And it's really cool too, to see it all happen at a grassroots level. Like Lee, I'm at the Bitcoin Jungle like office right now, by the way.
Nice.
We got a gym and a sauna and an ice bath down here. I'm on the third floor. There's a co-work downstairs. The kids hang out usually in the afternoons. It's all coming together. But Lee used to walk around with a bucket of cash to cash people out after farmers markets if they wanted to. But that was back in the early days. Like, so it's evolving. Bucket? Well, I don't know, bucket, maybe a little, who knows, fanny pack.
Yeah, fair enough. No, it's cool, because I think these circular economies, whether they be like, I think Nostr is probably the biggest, you know, circular economy in the digital space right now, which is awesome. But the physical ones, I think that is such an important thing and does really show people like, something doesn't have to be massive and nationwide or whatever for it to make a huge impact. Like, it is often enough to just have that like local community, have that community be tight, and like everybody there benefits from spending and receiving Bitcoin. And like that is a beautiful thing, I think. And I hope we get towards more of that in terms of getting back to smaller communities, tight-knit communities where everybody knows everybody. There's high trust within the community, but you can still use this amazing trustless money on top of that, right? Like, we want trustless money, but we want trust in people, like, ideally. You know, we don't want to not be able to trust our fellow human that we're living next to. But I feel like people have gotten so used to spreading out or being in really, really, really big cities where it's like, you're just a face, like nobody really knows you. Like, it's a pretty cool thing to see what Bitcoin has enabled for some of these communities, whether it be like I'm sure you've probably surfed in El Zante before.
Yeah.
Like, that's an awesome vibe there. And like this, I want to see more of these circular communities popping up and go visit more of them. And like, I think they're only going to continue increasing, because the ones that are out there, like Uvita, it's like, it's successful. Like, it is actually working. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And this is like, this is the end stage of Bitcoin, and you can kind of choose to live that now. And now it's even easier to kind of choose that with your friends and family, even in the States with Square. And you can just purchase stuff on Nostr now with sats and just have it get delivered. You know, it's like, use the thing, use the toys that were, the devs are giving us from the open source communities and developers. It's cool.
Are there outside of like, okay, we talked a bit about what you guys are building at Primal and everything. In terms of other, that idea of, you know, using Nostr as this backbone for something else that's maybe not social media. We saw like BitChat obviously has built-in Nostr features, but even just like other marketplace or other things, are there other sides of Nostr that you're kind of excited about that are outside of the social media realm of things, that are outside of like something that's, you know, you guys aren't trying to build at Primal, but like, hey, somebody else is building this. It's kind of outside of social media. That's really cool. Like, is there something that's on your radar for that?
Mostly just the messaging stuff. if they can match the UX of normal, you know, apps, this whole CEOs being heroes of free speech is so cringe to me. Like the whole Elon, even like the Rumble guy, like haven't fixed the root cause. And that is, we need to be able to do all this permissionlessly and sovereignly. Like maybe the market has spoken. It's been, you know, they haven't chose the sovereign way yet. Maybe they'll be forced to one day. I don't know how it's all going to work. Maybe it's going to be hybrids. Maybe it's going to be like just this right to exit with Divine. They're going to have a way to hold their keys, but then they can give them to you after or something like that. Like, so just regular email password. But yeah, the whole sovereign messaging thing and the end-to-end encrypted messages, Nostr relays in between, no central server, be able to spin up anything without a phone number. That sounds like some awesome tech that's really needed. And maybe we could just throw it in Primal one day, you know, with everything built on these open protocols. So that fires me up too.
I'm super stoked about like white noise that Jeff G and that team is building, because these are, they're tools that I think a lot of people, I think this is where a lot of Nostr is right now, is it's like us trying to share the message, which I think was what a lot of us, myself included, were sharing initially around Nostr when we were first getting kind of really excited about it, was like, look, you want to be able to use something that is uncensorable, where you can hold your own keys, where you can be, you know, more sovereign in terms of, you know, owning your actual data, owning your, you know, account, but it's not even an account. It's just, you own this cryptographic, you know, key pair. And look, you know, if you get censored, like on a centralized platform, you're screwed. But here on Nostr, that can't happen. But like the reality is, a lot of people just don't care about that yet, but they will someday. Like they may not care about encrypted messaging that's transmitted anonymously over Nostr relays, like with white noise. May not care about the Marmot protocol that's, you know, they built out as well. But like you will someday. Like,
yeah, I mean,
you'd rather use it first before you really, like, before you really, really fucking need it. Like, you'd rather have it figured out before then. I would think, but
I would think as well. I mean, I get a little cosmic about it too, man. Maybe it's too much jungle, but just, dude, every time we post something into somebody else's little box, like, every time we post something into Zuck's world, we're just empowering him, empowering that whole entire ecosystem that's obviously extractive. But it's like, you need to be on Meta ads right now if you're a business too. Like, so it's so tough, but it's so cool that what all this represents, and it's been theorized for forever, I feel like. And I think this is our best shot at actually making it all happen.
Do you think the next like big wave of Nostr adoption, I'm assuming there will be one. I'm assuming there's going to be many waves for a very long time, but like the next big wave, do you think that ends up coming from people running away from censorship, centralized social media, whatever, like as trying to escape something? Or do you think it's from people that are going to be running toward just a better experience or a really cool, you know, something like Divine, right? That's like this nostalgic, old but new experience. But do you think it's going to come from that running away or the running toward? Because it seems like so far we've mainly seen, we saw like the Jack wave, we saw that, you know, Snowden, he brought a big wave as well. Some of the you know, crackdowns on platforms in other countries brought some various waves of things, some censorship on Reddit or other things like that. Okay, there's been these waves, but it seems like besides the Jack and Snowden, which were people running towards something that they were talking about positively, so I guess that could kind of go both ways. Like, it seems like we haven't had people really diving into Nostr specifically because they're running toward the great user experience or the great optionality. It's like, it's mostly been people that are like either directly fleeing from something or are really worried about needing to flee from something in the future. And so that's like, that's why they're here now. But like, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, because I go back and forth on this, like on what's
going
to end up bringing more people, you know?
I mean, maybe we'll get more creators on there and then they're going to get it and they're going to make videos and great propaganda. Besides, like, we only have Max's, you know, great Nostr documentary. We need more of those out there. There's so many good documentaries, like The Social Dilemma, right? Do you remember watching that? Mm-hmm. You have that, but you put like an actual solution to this. Like, hey, this is, humanity's messy, but we have this way to do this without giving these platforms complete control over everything about our lives to just harvest our data and everything. So it could just take a nice wave of propaganda, but it also could just take something breaking. You know, you could just... X could break, X could get banned in a lot of different places. Meta, same thing. So it could take that. It could take just a viral wave. I mean, that's what I'm trying to, I'm just, you know, making a stew, just stirring the pot, just throwing stuff out there, seeing what sticks, and might just accidentally start a movement. I mean, I used to work for Saladino. We got freaking Kennedy in the White House now talking shit about seed oils and putting raw milk in everybody's face. Like, dude, this is all possible. And it's going to be a fun ride. I don't know how long it's going to take, but it seems like a lot of fun. We're seeing Rumble gain a lot of popularity just by marketing free speech. And yeah, they have some of their own cool infrastructure. Not much is different about it, though. It's just the people went over there. And then some creators went over there, and they figured out a way to incentivize creators in the beginning. Listening to his story with Rick Rubin not too long ago. And yeah, there's this kind of this magic. It all takes a little bit of luck. It takes survival for these social networks to scale. So I don't want to pretend like I know the magic pill. I mean, our thing on the 13th and 16th will cause some noise. I'm excited for that. But again, it's probably the gravity of the network that's going to lift everybody up. It's going to just be useful.
I think that's fair. And I agree on the creator side. Like, it really does make, you get a couple of larger creators that are, you know, whether they're, you know, normie creators or whatever, or political, you know, political influencers, whatever that might be, but people that have really large audiences. And I think maybe one of the reasons that you haven't seen stuff like that right now is because like X, Elon did take over X, people, the sort of deplatform that was happening on YouTube too kind of slowed down a bit. You know, people started getting some channels back.
Yeah, regime change could change a lot.
But exactly. It's like, but yeah, a couple more years, depends on who's like in the White House here in the US or in whatever, you know, parliamentary houses around the world. Like, things can change really fast. So I think maybe we got lucky that this is like a little bit of a lull right now, where everyone's like, yeah, free speech is back on all the centralized platforms. We don't have to worry. And then it's like, just,
I thought Bitcoin was going to a million in 2017. And I thought again in all the bull markets, like, you know, I don't understand. Same, I don't understand with Nostr. But then at the same time, looking back, hindsight, like, oh my God, Lightning was nowhere. We didn't have eCash. We didn't have all these different ways of possibly scaling Bitcoin, Spark, Arc. Like, we need all this for Bitcoin to scale and to get to millions of dollars and reach billions of people. And then for Nostr, like, oh my God, we had all these broken clients. And when the jackening happened, and then Primal was just looking like this a couple of years ago, like, no, it wasn't ready. Why would people go to that? It's just like this knockoff thing. So no, build something new and give it our best shot.
It is interesting. One of the biggest like criticisms of Nostr I still see if I post about it on X is people saying, oh, well, I tried it, but the UX was so bad, or like, or it doesn't work or whatever. And you ask them like, okay, well, when did you try it? What did you try? And it's usually like, well, I tried it in like 2023. And then they had a bad experience and they just didn't try it again. Like, that initial touch point does make a huge difference. It's sticky in like people's heads. Like,
if we had the jackening right now, but also if we didn't, we wouldn't be here probably. So, right?
Right, right. We need a jackening, the jackening two, the re-jackening, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I wonder what we're going
to... listening to this, if you're listening to this right now, we need the re-jackening.
I mean, he does his part. He still has Primal in his bio on Twitter, which is amazing. Like, but there's some things we got to change. You know, something that he's always been kind of manifesting is just starter packs in Cali with the following.space. You know about that. That's something we still haven't built into Primal that no client's done perfectly, in my opinion. And we need to do that. Just like friends bringing friends, make tools that are make it easy for friends to come on. And like, and I built something. Dude, I still can't believe vibe coding. You got to get, I listened to an episode with Derek and Alex, who are wizards. It's so fun. And even guys like us can do it. I built this whole tool where you could just rip your content from Instagram and generate it and like bring it to Primal like super easily. Even people who created a key pair a while ago can just log in with Primal now, put in their Instagram name, and then sign it again with their Primal. And it's all just appears in the same date that they brought it over. Same with Substack, Twitter, and Instagram.
Dude, that's
and TikTok.
Does the Substack come over as a long form then?
So your Substacks won't look good, but the normal Substacks where people are just writing, like yours is, it'll go in as reads.
Wow.
Yeah. And
dude, that's slick.
It's pretty slick. And then I also figured out a way to do it for someone, because this is all like, I'm a hacker, dude, like trying to hack a social network. I had no idea how to do this. But one of the things was like, why would somebody want to start from absolute zero and repost all their content like on there from scratch? Like, who knows where to even go dig that up in your photos and everything. So that's what's cool about this tool too, is I found out a way to make, to like gift an account. So I upload, say someone has a Twitter, an Instagram, and a Substack. I could do all three of those in one gift. They just get a link and it just tells them to copy the key, and then it prompts them to open Primal, and that'll make them download Primal. They just enter their key in there. All their content appears. And I built in there a way for them to auto follow a couple friends that is in there too. So like, I don't know, that's a scheme I have coming. And it, the site's live right now. It's called ownyourpost.com. You should play with it and let me know it's broken. But
dude, I'm at ownyourpost.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Ownyourposts.com.
Post, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty rad.
Did you use Shakespeare or did you?
No, that was all Claude code.
Okay. Okay.
I want to build some Nostr apps too. I want to build like, I mean, I think somebody did it. Scrabble. I used to play words with friends every day with my mom in college. And I think, you know, little things like that, like games going viral, then just you have to generate a key pair without users even knowing, you know, Nostr can scale like that. There's just infinite ways of all this to happen. And like Alex said, like I've said before, it's just this Cambrian explosion of apps that's just happening because you can do it all without permission. So it's this nice perfect storm that's brewing. Like, it's all happening.
What are your thoughts on like the micro app versus the super app on Nostr? Because obviously Primal does a lot, but you guys aren't trying, you've already said you're not trying to do everything. Like, you're still trying to stay focused. I know Jack had talked for a while and still does about that idea of like, what he sees is like, okay, we have just, you know, tons and tons of different micro apps, really specific stuff, but you don't need a different account for each one. You just still have the same key pair that you're using for all of these. How do you see that? Like, do you use yourself a bunch of different apps on Nostr? Are you pretty much just using Primal? How do you see that playing out?
So did you see what we just built with the login with Primal?
Yeah, I've used it. It's super slick.
Isn't that sick? So like,
it's really nice.
It can get extremely smooth. I don't know if we did post about how smooth it can get, but Satlantis and Olaz are implementing it. And you literally just click once, it redirects to Primal, login, and you're back in. And it's like, this is it. And people have been memeing about this forever. I don't want to create another username and password. Here we go. Login with Primal. One key, all your apps. And then that'd be cool to have a hardware device for it too. Just imagine entering your NSEC and having all the apps just appear and you're already logged into everything. That'd be amazing too.
I think you're right that it is things like that that reduce the friction. Because like, yeah, okay, you mentioned, you know, the initial experience of, and I had the exact same thought, like you felt like such a cool, like, you know, as a non-hacker, you feel like a real hacker, you know, setting up your public key and your private key. And, you know, it's, you know, if you, I've already used Bitcoin, you're kind of, okay, at least a little familiar with this. But for people who haven't used Bitcoin at all and haven't, you know, are real normies, you're not a real normie, Paul. That's, you, I'm not falling for this, but for like real normies, that, like, what do you mean I don't, like, where can I put my email or where do I need to sign up? Like, what do you mean I just generate a public private key? Oh, if I lose this private key, it's just gone. I have to start over. Like, I think that is a huge friction point for people. I think it freaks people out, to be honest.
Yeah. Rabble's talked a lot about that.
Like, they want like customer support where it's like, please reset my password for me. You know, it's like, no, that's like, you get one. But like, so I think that that is still a huge friction point. So anything we can do to make that easier, which I think you guys have already taken a really good step toward, I think that's huge for just smoothing the onboarding experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, man, I've had some friends lose accounts and I'm just like, well, it's all Godspeed, man. Like, this is going to happen when it's bound to happen. I think same with Bitcoin. Like, I think it's going to happen. I mean, Bitcoin, I'm more positive about. I mean, like, that has to happen. And then Nostr or something like it is going to happen as well. And it's a good thing that we haven't reached mass adoption yet, because people just lose their accounts. Like, there's reasons for this, right? We did add save to iCloud for your key pair as well for iOS, which I've been asking for and begging for. Domus has had that this whole time. That makes me sleep a little better at night. Of course, there's a couple trade-offs, but Apple's pretty good actually about that stuff. So yeah, things like that. We're not going to go first with having some sort of an email password type situation. But we're going to watch that with interest. We're going to see what the Vine does. Yeah, be interesting.
Have you been using Divine?
A little bit. Because it was like all of us, it was so shit when Rabble announced it. I was like, holy shit, watching it go viral. Because that got like, so I think viral. 36 million or more impressions. It's like, oh my God. And Rabble nailed something there. The whole like proof of human thing that he's building in there. That's something. That's a killer feature, right? But I've used it. And then the last time I checked in, the videos were working. It was getting smoother. I could actually, the editor was working. So yeah, it's coming. And you'll be able to see those in Primal. I'll give away that too.
Oh, yes. Okay. We got another tip.
Yeah. That's cool too, because like if all these old creators get back on Vine, be able to see like Logan Paul and like all the, maybe what are some of those other names? I forget that used to use Vine, get back on there and you can just see it in Primal. And why can't they zap you? But you know, we'll get to that.
Yeah. Step by step. I do love that proof of humanness thing, or like, look, we specifically want to not have AI generated content here. And I think that's really cool. I think that's going to be a bigger selling point than people realize as we go forward. Cause you know this, cause you're still like I am. Yeah. Like I use Nostr every single day. I also use centralized platforms, right? I do. I often chill Nostr on those platforms as well.
Yeah. We're very grateful for you. Great job.
I do what I can, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not a dev. So like, you know, if you can't code, podcast, and maybe now with AI, if you know how to code, you might need to learn to podcast pretty soon. That's a different story, but what I was going to say is like, there is so much slop. Like you go on X and like, I mute stuff. If I see like, look, you're obviously, it's either bot generated, like you're either just a full on bot or you're just using some AI to write all of your posts. And I can tell, like, I don't want to waste my time with that. I want a filter for humanness. So I know that if somebody's posting this, they actually took the time to like think about it and write it. They didn't just outsource their thinking to feed me some slop. Like, I want to know what you're thinking, not what an AI reasoned for you and put into a long form text. Like, no, I want the humanness. And I think that we're going to see that desire accelerate and accelerate and accelerate. And having things like Divine, or just even building that, I think I would hope that more of these, even the centralized platforms would build out filters like that. Like, hey, I want to filter out content that is most likely generated by a bot or generated by AI. Like I at least want the option, because I don't want to see all that slop. I'd rather know that something is real and human and was generated by a human being.
Like, isn't it obvious?
Maybe we're in the minority. I don't know.
No, I don't think so, actually. And yeah, people, I see all these posts and stuff, but like they don't, why am I logging on to this app right now? Like, what am I searching for? And it's all kind of ripe, in my opinion, for improvement. Kind of forgot what I was going to say, but oh yeah. How much of a signal is it that Jeff Booth just freaking hooked up some bot to his Twitter and is like, hey, I'm just here, you guys take the slop, and it gets reposted like crazy every day. And then he's just like for real on Nostr. That's amazing.
When I saw him doing that, I was like, this is a Jeff, this is brilliant. I saw him in person shortly after he started that experiment and talked to him about it. And I think it's like, it's brilliant. He's basically just very subtly, or not so subtly, if you kind of saw his posts on Nostr, like, you know exactly what he's doing. But for everybody else, he's just sort of giving this subtle signal that like, look, you're only going to get AI Jeff. And yes, it's trained on everything Jeff says. It says things that Jeff would say. If you don't know any better, you might think it's actually Jeff, but it's not. He's only putting his real human time into Nostr. And I think that is like such a, I know, it's brilliant. When I saw that, I was like, damn, Jeff, like that is, that's smooth. It's really cool.
Super smooth. I think shortly after that, Odell hooked up a Stay Humble Stack Sat spot.
Odell was just itching to get back on
it. Oh, of course he was. Yeah, let's be honest.
For it.
Yeah.
We know that.
What's the real reason, Odell?
If you listen to this right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, this whole verify that you're human thing, that's just another question. Like, how are we going to do that on Nostr? And then, but yeah, like juxtaposing your experience on Nostr when you hop on another platform, you can feel them doing anything they can to keep your attention there. And a lot of times the slop, because it's so weird and this extra normal stimuli, will keep you there. And they like that. So then it's shown to more people, right? And that doesn't happen as much on Nostr. Yeah, there's slop on there. Yeah, there's some people hacking the primal trending algorithm and whatever, but it's going to be interesting going forwards. And like, how are we going to prove you're human? Oh, maybe just come to a conference down in Costa Rica. I'll scan your MPUB, make sure that you can zap from that one. Check your zap receipt. Boom. There's a human that controls that MPUB. That's not a freaking WorldCoin orb scanning your eyeballs, you know, like, so I think there's another way to do this that isn't so like dystopian. And is it going to all be on Nostr? Is Nostr just a piece of it? Is there going to be Web 5 resurrection? I don't know. It's past my pay grade.
Well, no, and I think it's, I'm very curious at some of the kind of like social graph, or there's a couple other names that have been used for it, but basically utilizing people's, you know, it starts to sound like a social credit score, but it's not. It's like, it's a community, almost a community score, right? Like, okay,
yeah,
X, Y, and Z people have met this person in real life. This is a real person. We verified it. We've, like you said, you know, somebody has verified, yes, this person with their NPUB showed it to me in person. I know it. Like, I know that this is them. It's real. Because that's another thing, like, just even from a, not even from a slop perspective, but like from a security perspective, like the scams, man, are going to get so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, like, the only way you're going to get around that is like, hey, this was signed by Paul's private key. Like, I know this is from Paul because he signed it with his private key because so-and-so confirmed that yes, Paul is still in control of that private key. Like, this stuff sounds like, oh, that's, you know, you won't, like, I think we're not far away from really needing that.
Yeah.
Almost every interaction that we have online, because it's going to be so hard to tell,
right,
if someone's actually themselves, whether they're in control of, you know, that private key, if it was compromised somehow, like that's going to be a hard problem. But I think that like Nostr plus Bitcoin as a way to also add an economic incentive to that is at least, you know, probably not the whole solution, but I think part of it at least, I hope.
Yeah. I mean, Gigi always says like the proof of work plus the web of trust will fix like 95% of the internet. Yeah. So I hope and think that's true.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm super bullish though, broadly on Nostr. And honestly, the fact that, you know, since we started this conversation off talking about Costa Rica 3 years ago now, again, wild that it's been 3 years. The improvements that I've seen across many different apps. I mean, I was using Domus then. I'm still using Domus now. I use Domus and Primal are both my daily drivers. I use them both multiple times a day. I use Zap.stream as well. I occasionally use some other ones. I was using Highlighter, Pablo, until you stopped working on it because you started working on OLAS. I'll forgive you, but
Pablo's working on like 55 things at once, man.
Dude, I know. The guy's wild. He's wild.
But you know any agents he's got going now? It's crazy, man. Like the people that have been paying attention, oh man, they're like 100 people at once now.
It is nuts. And he was already like 10 people at once. So like he's
easy.
He's got a little bit of an advantage. But no, like what I would say is this: if somebody's listening to this and they are not yet on Nostr, if you're just a subscriber to the podcast, first of all, thank you. Paul and I have been live streaming this on Nostr. It works. People have been in the chat sending me sats. Thank you guys to everybody who sent sats, by the way. So far, let's see how many sats. I've got I don't know where it went, but thank you. Multiple people sending sats here in this chat. That is amazing. You should give 13,024 sats so far. Thank you guys. Thank you to everybody
really?
Who is watching live on Nostr. That is awesome. It's the experience. If you tried Nostr, I'm speaking to, again, people who are not using it every day right now. You tried Nostr a couple years ago and you thought this doesn't work very well. You were probably right. But it's gotten so much better. You won't even recognize it. It's gotten so much better and you have optionality. So I would just really encourage people, try Nostr again, try it for the first time. And if you're a content creator, if you're already posting on like five different social medias and a blog and all these other things, why not at least post on Nostr as well? You can probably automate it too if you wanted to just scrape your YouTube videos or whatever else. Have it.
Let me know. Just hit me up for that. I got you. I built that.
Paul's got it. But like,
yeah.
What's your kind of pitch these days to, let's say, people who are not yet on Nostr? The pitch is obviously different depending on who you're talking to. But let's say you're the pitch to content creators like your friends who are maybe not as orange pilled or not as purple pilled yet. How do you talk to them about Noster?
I tell them it's just like it's just the standard. It changes per creator. Like,
yeah,
I was super gung ho about this free speech thing, but that's like not as much of a narrative anymore. Then the own your content, but then what does that really mean? So it depends. If I'm in the flesh, I'm like, watch this. I can just send Bitcoin like that. You can get Bitcoin. So that's still what I say. But yeah, I show them the different apps as well. If I'm in the, if they get mind blown by that, you could see their content in multiple apps. So that's part of it. But I don't know. I've kind of eased off the gas pedal right now before. Because like we had what it was Primal 2.0 for a while now. Now they're like the next stage, I'm going to go freaking hard and see what works again. And now that I have this tool to like bring their content with them, like why not?
I'll link that in the, I'll link it in the show notes, ownyourposts.com. But honestly, it is incredible that again, people like you and I were not, I mean, I did like some C++ in high school and whatnot.
One me.
Other little things, but like, you know, forgotten most of that. I pretty much just remember if then, else, maybe a for loop or two, but like I can't code. But now like I can do some pretty cool stuff, or at least get something to like a minimum viable product that I never would have been able to before. And that is like a hugely powerful force, I think. Like we're still so early in this vibe coding journey. You know what I mean? Like it's only going to get easier, smoother, more streamlined. Like what that's why I love what Derek and Alex are doing, and shout out to you for bringing up that episode too. It's like Shakespeare is super powerful, and you can build yourself a Noster client. Actually, funny story. I got a strike on YouTube because I linked the Footster client, the page for the Footster client.
Yeah.
I didn't realize like that it was going to apparently YouTube scans those links, and it said like, oh, there was nudity in this link. I'm like, oh shit. Like, I don't know what
people are posting.
So I like delete. I'm like, oh, okay, well that's my first YouTube strike, but you know what? Worth it for the meme.
For the Footster.
I blame Derek for this. Derek made me vibe code Footster.
You know what else kind of resonates to creators and just people too and friends? It's like everybody knows social media doesn't make them feel good anymore, especially like Instagram and even Twitter. Like most of my friends are mostly on Instagram, not even Twitter. They know it doesn't make them feel good. They know they're addicted, and TikTok. So that's something else I say, like, hey, we're building this thing that gives users more choice. Algorithms are opt-in, and I want, without saying it directly, that we're trying to build like a healthier social media. So that's kind of what else I would say to a creator.
I think that
and is a little FOMO that they're early too. But yeah.
Well, right. But no, that it's a really important part. Like, you know, if you spend enough time just doom scrolling on X, like you feel bad, man. Like you don't feel good. It's not.
Yeah.
Especially if you're just going by whatever the algo is feeding you, if you're not like searching out specific content from people that you follow, like you will, it gets you in a weird headspace, but you don't get that on Noster. Like you don't come away feeling the same. And you're right. Social media generally makes people feel bad depending on how they're consuming it. I mean, it's a tool like anything else, right? But it's a tool that's been gamed to really keep your focus, keep your attention. Noster doesn't have that same gamification of it. And like, you don't come away feeling like shit every time you log on to it, you know, but still somehow you come chasing those dopamine hits on centralized social media again and again.
It's wild, isn't it?
You know, you feel like crap afterwards. You know, it's wild.
It's just the name of the game. I tried to take a week off last week and I honestly failed. It's kind of pathetic. Like, I accidentally looked.
Of centralized social media.
No, of like just kind of working.
Everything.
Because we're going to do, I'm ready for a little sprint now. But, yeah, I tried to take a week off, but then I looked at Twitter and then I was like, fuck, if I don't like make myself way smarter with AI and like figure out how to use these tools, I'm gone. I'm done, you know? But yeah, it's just, it's crazy. These AI is awesome because it saves us time, but I feel like we're in this weird zone right now where we're spending more time on the screen trying to figure it all out. I think that's going to fix itself eventually, but, yeah, strange time.
It is, man. And you know, it's one of those things too, where especially like, you know, we're both, you know, have young kids or young kid in both our cases, together, mm-hmm. young kids, like, you know, amazing wives, amazing kids. Like you want to spend as much time with them as possible. Like that's the whole meaning of all of this, right? Is spend as much time with those people you love. And so having, I think, Noster has honestly helped me build much healthier habits because it wasn't until Nostr that I realized just how destructive,
yes,
like that the centralized social media could be. Like I couldn't see it entirely until I had the contrast of how you feel and how you experience Nostr. And I'm glad that that came around like before we had our son, just because like, I don't know, it's very easy now for me to be like, you know, arguing with so-and-so like on X, like that literally means nothing. That's not going to help anyone. It's not going to make my day better. Why am I doing that instead of spending time with my awesome wife and awesome son? Like that's just dumb. Like, so I think it helps, yeah, to, Nostr does a good job of helping you to put things in perspective by showing you what social media can be like, and that it doesn't have to be so addictive. It doesn't have to make you feel like shit. It doesn't have to keep you glued in there. You can use it, put it away, like, and not have those same like, you know, dopamine withdrawals that a lot of people get. And so I think that's like setting people up for just those healthier habits is a very underrated perk of Nostr, at least for me. And it sounds like for you.
Yeah, that's as I mean, it, you just feel it. You feel it so hard. Like I unfollowed everybody from Instagram now and it's way better, but in a way it's worse because you hop on the app and then you can't turn off algorithm at all. At least not on iOS. I haven't figured it out. For like the explore page, when you go to search somebody and it's just like, does everything that they can to keep you there. And you can feel that on Nostr. Like I hop in and I put a pinned feed. So my first thing I see is stay focused. Nice. And that's something that you could do in Primal's Advanced Search, is like create your own feeds. It could be a feed of just your friends on there. The little things like that, having the ability to customize what you're seeing and being in control of what you see is what is a critical piece to this healthier social media that we're all trying to build.
I love it.
And it's so funny, all the developers of Nostr right now, they're also based, and they'll hate social media so much that they had to go build it. It's kind of ironic.
It is.
Yeah, and you can feel that DNA in all the clients. I mean, the revolution will have good UX, but the revolution, I don't think, will be just trying to hack your attention at all costs.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me a bunch of your attention and your time here today, away from your beautiful family. Maybe, but just as we wrap up here, you know, so that I can clip this into something to, you know, purple pill more normies. What are there some, maybe we could start with this. Okay. What is like the fastest way? How quickly can people get started with Primal? And what are maybe some tips and tricks with, you know, not even with your new feature set, but with Primal 2.0 that people can use to like get the most out of the experience? You mentioned the different pinned feeds and things like that. What else maybe might people be interested in, or maybe people that are already using it that may not just be aware of everything that's going on? Like, what are some things you would want people to say? Like, okay, get set up on Nostr, try this. This is going to make your experience better, like from day one.
All right. So day one, you're new to Primal, new to Nostr. Make an awesome introductory post. Say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I do this. I like this. Here's how I found Nostr. Here's a photo of myself. Hashtag introductions. There you go. Then you email or DM me, Paul in the Jungle, on any platform and say that this is me. And then I repost it and boom, you get Bitcoin. It's magic. You get to feel Nostr. And maybe people will find it before they even, before I even repost it or anything. That's, you don't want to just hop on there and then not post. Like, get on there, introduce yourself, and then start interacting with the community. And you'll be able to feel it right away what's different. And then what else in the app? I just want people to know that they can, well, first of all, anybody can write an article by going to primal.net on web and then clicking into the read section, my articles, and then they can write. I want people to use the read section more often. And then I also want people to know that they can edit their feeds. So you'll touch like the latest tab on the top and you can turn on like trending 24 hours, 4 hours, whatnot. You could change around the order of all that. So you, just in more control.
That is, I think, a really nice feature. And one of the things that initially on Nostr people complained about was like, there was no like, in case you missed it, or like, because it, you know, when it was just straight chronological was the only feed anyone had, like it was tough. Like if you didn't happen to be online within like a certain window of somebody's post, nobody had retweeted it recently, like you'd miss some cool stuff. So like this to me was a huge like leg up there. This was a really big improvement, I think. And I'm glad to see like more clients have also introduced something similar to that, because it makes the experience better.
Yeah, like we need algorithms on Nostr. They just need to be open source and people need to know what they're doing.
Amen to that. Well, Paul, I've kept you here right up until the time. It was great to chat, man. This was a blast. Hopefully we can do it in person. I need to make it back down to Costa Rica. I'm jealous of you being shirtless outside right now. I'm wearing like a thick, like Wrangler sweater thing here, and it's fucking cold outside and brutal in the northern states here. But where can people find you? Where can they go check out Primal? Anywhere else you want to send people?
Yeah, just Paul in the Jungle on Primal on Instagram. Feel free to message me. I'll get back to everybody. Hit me up with any questions and get on Nostra. I'll zap some sats. And next time you're in Costa Rica, I'll give you a coconut.
Sick. I'm going to take you up on that, man.
Yeah.
And thank you to everybody who tuned in on the live stream. I appreciate you all. I appreciate the zaps. I'm gonna have to pay half of these forward to Paul, I think, for being such a great guest here today. But thank you.
Have guys a look for at the chat.
I appreciate everybody who joins in on Nostr. This podcast always goes on Nostr live first. And then, you know, if you're not on Nostr, you get it later with everyone else. But you can be on Nostr and you can get this live as it happens in real time. And you can send me sats, which I know you're wanting to do. So
yeah.
Paul, cheers, man. Appreciate cheers. It. This was a blast. Best to you and your family. And yeah, hope we get to chat again soon.
See you soon.
And that's a wrap on this Bitcoin Talk episode of the Bitcoin Podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're watching or listening, and share it with your friends, family, and strangers on the internet. Find me on Nostr at primal.net/walker and this podcast at primal.net/titcoin. On X, YouTube, and Rumble, just search at Walker America. And find this podcast on X and Instagram at Titcoin Podcast. Head to the show notes to grab sponsor links. Head to substack.com/@WalkerAmerica to get episodes emailed to you. And head to bitcoinpodcast.net for everything else. Bitcoin is scarce, but podcasts are abundant. So thank you for spending your scarce time listening to the Bitcoin Podcast. Until next time, stay free.